And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 11th of March, 2007. It was on this day in 1818 Mary Shelley published her gothic horror novel Frankenstein. She was just 20 at the time. It's the birthday of Douglas Adams, born in Cambridge, England, 1952, best known for his science fiction novel The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. And it's the birthday of Lawrence Welk, born in Strasburg, North Dakota, in 1903, who over the years became, along with Bob Hope, one of the wealthiest performers in show business. It was on this day in 1918, the first cases of what would become the great influenza pandemic were reported in this country when 107 soldiers got sick at Fort Riley, Kansas. It was the worst pandemic in world history. The flu killed between 50 million and 100 million people around the world in just a few months. Historians believe that at least 500,000 people died in the United States alone, more than the number of Americans killed in combat in all the wars of the 20th century. The terrible flu of 1918 somehow targeted healthy people in their 20s and 30s, and it was an extremely virulent strain. In the worst cases, victims' skin would turn dark red, their feet would turn black. And one of the strangest aspects of the story was the fact that with World War I underway and rumors that German soldiers had snuck into Boston and released some kind of new germ weapon, the influenza epidemic was barely reported in the media. President Wilson had passed laws to censor all kinds of news stories about the war, and newspaper editors were afraid of printing anything that might cause a scandal. And so, as the flu epidemic spread across the country, people dying of the flu so rapidly that undertakers ran out of coffins and streetcars were used as hearses, mass graves dug, the newspapers barely commented on it. In the fall of 1918, doctors tried to get newspapers to warn people in Philadelphia against attending a parade, and the newspapers refused. And in the week after the parade, almost 5,000 Philadelphians died of the flu. The shipping of soldiers from base to base around the country seemed to have helped spread the infection. The novelist William Maxwell's mother died to flu that year, the most enormous event of his life, one that he wrote about ever after. The novelist Mary McCarthy got on a train with her parents in October 1918. Her father died of the flu before the train reached Minneapolis. Her mother died a day later. Here's a poem for today by Anne Pearson Wise, entitled The Taking. In the morning, on my way to the subway, I pass disemboweled trash bags at the curb in front of the big building down the block. You can tell how people dug things out overnight by streetlight or in the drizzle-lit dawn, carrying some away, but others only a certain distance, maybe 10 steps, maybe 50 yards, before deciding upon inspection that after all they were not worth the taking. A child's stained pink sweatshirt hung neatly on a fence, a rusty saucepan like a hat on a hydrant, a bundle of old magazines rippled by the damp on the hood of a parked car, each item taken carefully and as carefully dismissed for reasons known only to those who disappear. A poem, The Taking, by Anne Pearson Wise, from her collection Floating City, published by Louisiana State University Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, sponsor of American Life and Poetry, bringing poetry to newspaper readers across the country. You can find it online at AmericanLifeAndPoetry.org. Produced by Robert McGinley Myers. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.